Shareholders may soon have more say in how companies are run. A new decision by the Securities and Exchange Commission gives shareholders more power to put up their own candidates for election to corporate boards. NPR's Brett Neely reports.
In principle, public companies are miniature democracies. One share equals one vote when it comes to who sits on a company's board. In practice,
the board election system in the U.S. has echoes of the old Soviet Union.
That's Amy Boris, a senior vice president at the Council of Institutional Investors, which represents pension funds. Unhappy shareholders can vote for new company directors every year, but Boris says it's an uphill battle, starting with the ballots themselves.
Companies send out a proxy ballot with just the names of the directors they want you to vote for, the candidates they want you to vote for.
The new SEC rules force companies to offer a place on those ballots to outside candidates. But only big shareholders who have owned 3% of the company for 3 years will have access.
It's not even a half step. I'd say it's maybe a one-eighth step.
Charles Elson is an expert in corporate governance at the University of Delaware. He says small investors are shut out by the new rules.
What it seems to suggest is only the large investors have enough sense to nominate good directors, and I don't think that's true.
Meanwhile, public companies remain eager to keep insurgent candidates from large and small investors off the ballot. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the nation's biggest business lobby, says it may sue the SEC to prevent the new rules from going into effect. Brett Neely, NPR News.